To resign with a slap on the hand is not enough. Prosecution must commence. Friends, regardless of what branch of government, office, or party affiliation, the law applies to each and every one of us. No one is above the law. We all must keep in scope that the purpose of government is to restrain men from sin, breaking the law, 1 John 3:4, and enforce God's standard of right and wrong as we make reference to God's moral law, for we are based on the Mosaic Institution in the United States of America, and the purpose to maintain order. Now, knowing this, how does one accept what is happening in American government today? Just recently, Al Franken from Minnesota simply chose to resign after being accused of inappropriately touching multiple women before and after he was a senator.
Senate floor, Democratic Senator Al Franken responding to calls for his resignation.
I felt that we had entered an important moment in the history of this country.
Ethics Committee investigation was already underway. Facing multiple allegations of sexual harassment, Representative John Conyers from Michigan simply chose to resign as Congress's longest-serving member Tuesday, becoming the first lawmaker to step down as Capitol Hill grapples with allegations of inappropriate behavior by, listen carefully, lawmakers. Conyers, who represented the Detroit area for 52 years, yielded to mounting pressure from representatives to step aside as a growing number of female former aides accused him of unwanted advances and mistreatment.
That's right, there's another. Arizona Republican Congressman Trent Franks is now announcing that he will be resigning.
Arizona Republican Rep. Trent Franks announced in a statement Thursday that he will simply resign from Congress at the end of January after the House Ethics Committee said that it would investigate allegations against him of sexual harassment. Wow, just think about this. They're uncovered for their offenses towards our laws, and when found out, they simply choose to resign without fear of the consequence? A mere slap on the hand is a signal of encouragement to the next violator of law in line to do the same in their criminal endeavors. The last to resign amid a scandal was Senator John Ensign, a representative from Nevada, in 2011, who quit during an investigation by the Ethics Committee into his affair with a former campaign staffer who was married to a Senate staffer. Before that, Senator Robert Packwood, a representative from Oregon, resigned after being recommended for expulsion amid accusations of sexual abuse in 1995. And going even further back, we have Senator Harrison Williams, a representative from New Jersey. He resigned in 1982 after being recommended for expulsion after a bribery conviction. Folks, this list of criminals is only the tip of the iceberg. Where have the American people accepted the notion that public servants, those that are entrusted to serve we the people, who have been placed into public trust and have transgressed American laws, must simply resign after the criminal violations rather than face justice as to the laws they broke? As if to suggest that this will somehow appease the crime? Friends, it only encourages more crimes. There is a higher trust placed in the individual that serves we the people. Therefore, if they violate that trust by breaking the law, then there is a higher consequence that they must pay for their transgressions. Article 2, Section 4 of the United States Constitution tells us that the President, the Vice President, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. Asking them to resign is like hiring a banker that turns out to be a bank robber, and then after their crimes are discovered, you ask the bank robber to simply return the money and go find another job? He will merely go to another bank and then repeat the crime all over again. You don't ask for a resignation.
BBS Radio.
Firehim.com. Peter Marshall, chaplain of the United States Senate from 1902 to 1949, he said, "The choice before us is plain, Christ or chaos, conviction or compromise, discipline or disintegration. I am rather tired of hearing about our rights and privileges as American citizens. The time has come, it now is, when we ought to hear about the duties and responsibilities of our citizenship. America's future depends upon her accepting and demonstrating God's government." Abraham Lincoln was right when he said, "In regards to this great book, the Bible, I have but to say it is the best gift God has given to man. All the Savior gave to the world was communicated through this book. But for it, we could not know right from wrong. All things most desirable for man's welfare, here and hereafter, are found portrayed in it."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, here's the opposite side of being who I am. Because this boy that you're hearing right now, this boy that you're seeing right now on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, subscribe, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Folks, I just want to let you know, the other side of being this boy, in this whirlwind constantly, ask my wife, ask my children what it's like, because I live it. I don't understand it always, but I do understand it at the end of the day. And what am I talking about? Well, I want to tell you what I'm talking about, folks. It's like, you know, this ministry for the last 20-some years now, not just doing what we do out there publicly and public speaking and so on and so forth over 3,000 times, but being on the radio show for the last 20-some years now, I'm guessing that's what it is, okay? It's not an exact guesstimation, but it is a guesstimation. Is telling people what it is that you're hearing and seeing. And then you go through a process of people coming in and then almost like mocking you, almost laughing at you, almost saying to themselves, you know, I don't need to hear this. You know, why are you this way? So on and so forth. And it's interesting because just give it a little time. And then when you give it a little time, those same people that were maybe perhaps laughing at you or mocking you or saying that you're way out there, that's not even in scope. And then all of a sudden, when it comes to pass, when you give it a little time, all of a sudden those people come back. And this is one of those comebacks again. And I get to go in this circle all the time. I get to endure the abuse of the people. It reminds me of Jeremiah when he said, "I meant them good. They repaid me with evil. But I'm looking out for them." Oh, I can give you an example after an example after an example of that in my life. In the giftings of the Holy Ghost, no doubt about it. But I am a backwatcher. I've always been a backwatcher. I didn't apply to be a backwatcher. It's just who I am. It's the way that I'm gifted. It's my spiritual DNA, and it's what God purposed. And so I'm not at a crossroads, but I'm at a point now where I want to show you something. Where I try to tell you this, and I'm not happy about it. But again, it comes back to, I know what I'm telling you. I know when we're onto something. I might not have all the details, but I know that we're onto something. And this is one of those. Do you guys remember Ben-Hur from the 50s? A friend of mine from the West Coast, matter of fact, Ray Comfort, his favorite movie is Ben-Hur because it brings up the Lord inside of the movie. But do you guys remember during that movie, if you have seen it, do you remember when the politician said, when he was asked what he believes in? And he told the person, he says, I believe what the people want me to believe, but in private, he said that publicly, but he said in private, I believe none of them. You guys have all heard this. That's politicians. I mean, they swear all day long to uphold our laws with their hands on the Bible. They swear all day long that they're Christians, but they act like the devil. And the people should know better as to judge them by their conduct rather than what they say. I mean, it was Jesus that said, you profess that you love me, but your hearts are far from me. Well, that's exactly what we're dealing with as well. And why I'm saying this right now, friends, is because when you look at the politicians of the day, and it's sad to say, and it's been throughout the beginning of time, but you see the politicians of today, they sell themselves out to the highest bidder, and whatever the majority are doing, that's what they become because that's what the people want him to be. They're devils. They're empty uniforms. They've sold their souls. They act like they're going to live forever. They act like they're going to, and the Bible says just the exact opposite. No man's able to save his own soul alive. And again, going back to these politicians, they willfully kiss the people with a kiss as they sell them out for 30 pieces of silver, just like Judas did with Jesus. Now, you guys all know the story. But I'm telling you that because I want you to see this. And this is common knowledge, but it was one of those I told you so's, and it's not I'm happy to say I told you so, but this is a guy that is becoming all things to all men to win the more for his cause and for his purpose, not the people's purpose. He's called to be a servant of the people. He's not having the people be servants to him for his purposes, but yet that's what we see. There is a brand new video out. It was sent to me this morning, and I want you to hear this, and I want you to see this for yourself, and I better get started with it. But here, I'll let the video do its talking for me, and it will explain itself. Check this out.
Surprise, because it was actually reported by some mainstream media people in 2017, but then they covered it up very quickly after that. That Donald Trump converted to Judaism.
Donald Trump converted
Rick Wiles
to Judaism 2 years ago, according to White House official. There it is. That's his blog. He said, President Donald Trump converted to Judaism 2 years ago and joined Chabad Lubavitch Synagogue in New York City, according to a high-level White House official. Mr. Goldberg says the story has allegedly been held by CNN's editors for months, but is due to be released within the next few days. David Elias Goldberg, a fellow at the Jewish Center of Anti-Semitic Study, has also interviewed the White House source. According to the source, Trump was pushed by his daughter Ivanka and son-in-law Jared Kushner to join the faith. At first, Trump resisted, stating it would threaten his base of evangelical Christian voters. However, he had a change of heart and officially converted in early 2017. The ceremony was held in
folks,
private.
Isn't it something how he converted in 2017? He didn't convert nothing, folks. This is all a political op. That's all this is. But I would say to the American people, you better now understand, and this exactly does what I said it does in exposing the Jews that they're trying to sell you right now. This explains to you why he signed on to anti-Semitic legislation, completely unconstitutional, totally backfiring right now, and I praise God that it is. Congress is signing on to what they call legislation, completely runs antithetical to who we are as a people under God. It runs in contrast, stark contrast to the oath that they swore. And interestingly enough, they're trying to change the words in the Bible. Apparently, they just got converted too. You know, it's interesting, the timing of these conversions. But again, what does he do? Trump comes out and says to the Christians he's a Christian, tells the Jewish people he's a Jew. Oh, folks, times three, according to Judicial Watch, what does he do? He takes your money and supports the Muslims three times more than Obama. But I'm not done with that video. I'll come back in just a moment and highlight some more of that. By the way, that was Rick Wiles, if you didn't see that for what it was. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
My family and I began listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio 5 years ago after meeting Bradley Dean and his wonderful family at an event here in Michigan. I was so intrigued with his enthusiasm and passion to share the truth that I decided I must begin listening to the daily feeding to see what these men were actually offering up. Time and time again, all I find is sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com are constantly and only pointing to the lawful truths found in our Lord's Word and expounded upon in our Constitution. I have been through some insanely rough and crazy times since becoming a boat-rocking daughter of liberty, and the Sons of Liberty is always there, pointing towards the truth and leading in action. The Heikkila family loves this life-changing ministry, and we cannot say thank you enough.
The world is yet to see what God will do with and for and through and in and by the man who is fully consecrated unto him, D.L. Moody.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Abolitionist Frederick Douglass stated that power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed. It will continue till they are resisted with either words or blows or both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress. Okay, so here, I just want to go back, and again, I just want you to understand what you get here. And does this make me feel better? Probably does, just a little bit. I want you to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, too, when you get some time. Tim uploads about 10 to 15 articles every day from contributors all over the country, such as the Sons of Issachar, who knew the times, and they know the times, and they're on the front line, and they're calling it for the way it is. This is a black and white ministry. There is no gray area. It truly is a Christian ministry. It is a lawful ministry. It is a conservative ministry. It is a patriotic ministry, to its very definition, not to what you see today. No. What you see today, again, friends, and I'm talking about the professed Christians, and I'm talking about the professed conservatives. No, they're yesterday's liberals. They are the very reason that you're in trouble today. They're the best that you have, okay? That's not us. I'm telling you this for the very purpose that I want to go back, and I just want to show you again how you get it here. The Bible tells us that the Lord does nothing unless he first reveal it to his son, his prophets, right? And I'm not claiming to be a prophet, but I do understand the giftings, and I'm talking about 1 Corinthians 12. I'm talking about 1 Corinthians 12, 28 as well, and the function of the giftings. And I'm not talking about new revelation, but I am talking about the giftings in the sense of the gift of prophecy, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, tongues, interpretation. Interpretation of tongues. I'm talking about the gift of faith. It comes from him. It's not man-made. I'm talking about healings, Acts 10:38, and the list goes on, and the list goes on, and the list goes on. Christianity is 100% spirituality, okay? You're to find your faith in him, not in men. And so we're either going to be all the way in or we're going to be all the way out because there is no in-betweenites, right? Either you're hot or you're cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth, the Lord said. Okay. So with that said, I just want to show you. So what I did, and I told some of you this just a couple days ago, but I had highlighted this last week. Okay. Here, I'm going to show this to you right now on sonsoflibertymedia.com. I just did this on the December 15th, 2024. So what I did is I sent this out to my contributors, and I got about 40 of them across the country. And one of them came back because I noticed I was getting a lot of positive responses from people that were reading my article on his platform, which I appreciate. He's a cool guy. But with that said, friends, I got about 3 responses, all positive. Thank you for saying what nobody else was willing to say. And it's interesting to me that those conservatives over there are unwilling to stand up against those that mean to ban the Bible under anti-Semitism bill. Okay. Well, what he told me is he said, I got a lot of heat for that, Bradley. And I said, okay, well, welcome to the club. Those that bring the fire must endure the flame, right? That is Christianity. You better practice what you preach. You know, love worketh no ill. We better tell them the truth that their blood may be off our hands, right? It's our job to warn them. That's why we have these platforms like Gideon did, right? Those lights that he broke through the 300 before he took down the bad guys, the Midianites. You remember all that? Yep, that's what we're doing. We're the Sons of Liberty over here. What are we supposed to do? Well, the Committee of Correspondence, what did they do? They kept the colonies awake to what was going on so they could win the day. And by the grace of God and the mercy of God, they won the day. And here we are 250 years later. Okay, so he said he got a lot of heat for that. He said to me, don't, please. He said, I understood exactly what you were saying. You were making distinction between the good guy and the bad guy. I said, yes, sir. That's exactly what I was doing. Hey, if I say a black guy and I just identify characteristics of a black guy, does it mean that all blacks are bad? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Same thing for a white guy. Same thing for a red guy. Same thing for a yellow guy, right? All nations are one blood. We're not going to play pit each other against each other. We're not going to do that where they can divide and conquer us. Are we Americans? Nope. Mark 3:25, Jesus tells us to beware of that kind of nonsense that the mainstream media spewing out of their mouth 24/7 to the useful idiots that are digging the hole that they themselves are going to fall into. Okay? Now, I'm saying that again for the purpose that he wasn't willing to go ahead and let his viewers or his readers from his platform know the truth of the matter because he didn't want to take the heat for it. Americans, isn't that the problem that we're having with men in this country today? Do you know how many times, as a matter of fact, I'm thinking of Arizona right now. I remember doing an event out there. We used to be the favorite out at Red Mountain tea parties during the reign of criminal and foreigner sodomite Barack Hussein Obama, who violated the Constitution over 1,168 times. I remember flying in. We had a packed house. And interestingly enough, we get done doing what we do, talking about what we're going through and what we have to go through to get to the other side of all this. And all of a sudden, here comes a lady, and she comes up to me, and she says, hey, I just want to tell you something. I said, what's this? This is, of course, after I'm done talking. I go, what's that? She said, someone's outside taking pictures of our cars. Wait. Ma'am, I just got done telling you the death threats that we get in this ministry. I just got done telling you how the mainstream media has targeted us. Ma'am, I just got done telling you how these agencies the government is secretly funding to harass people like me. I told you that, right? I just got done telling you how they take my house and put it up online, right? I did tell you how they threatened to bomb my ministry, right? And getting death threats through emails that I couldn't respond to, which we know were government entities, because if you look at the FBI, they have something called fusion centers. And what they do is they find people locally and they have people stalk people like me. Did you not hear any of that? Did you miss all of that? You're worried about someone taking a picture of your car? And I said, did you take the time to see the history of those that fought, bled, and died, fighting against the very things that we're fighting against right now? What is it? Is it good enough for them to sacrifice themselves for our freedoms, but it's not good enough for you? You're disturbed that somebody's taking a picture of your car, and people are jeopardizing their life and fighting for your freedoms. What is this about? Well, it just happened to be that it was our assistant that was taking pictures of the crowd that showed up that night so we could show our affiliates and our friends on social media platforms and those that support the ministry so they can see what they're supporting. We do this every day. We do this every event. And yet again, Americans, that was the response. She heard all of it. She agreed with all of it, but it didn't apply to her. Bradley, you bear the cross. Bradley, your wife bears the cross. Your children bears the cross. Oh, I love Jesus, but I don't want to bear that cross. No, you're not a Christian. You're a part of the problem. Now, I know what the problem is, but I want to get over back to the answer again, okay? So, and knowing that now with this last platform where he said he didn't want to take the heat, we're actually making distinction, because what we see across the boards are the said evangelicals just taking it for face value as to what not the Word of God says, but what Donald Trump says when he signs on to anti-Semitism bills, where in fact it's not about defending them against anybody, it's about them attacking those that don't agree with them. See, he's defending the attackers. Jesus told us to make distinction. I've said this 15 times, but I need to say it 15 times more, because people still don't understand between good and evil. There's good Jews and there's very evil Jews. The ones that Donald Trump is a part of are those that feed on the book of Pharisees, the commandments of men that Jesus told us to beware of in Mark 7. He is defending those in that spirit of the ancestors of those that said, crucify him, crucify him. We have no king, King Caesar. He is defending those by attacking Christians in our free speech over here in America, in making Israel great again. And P.S., did you see the video of Donald Trump saying it's time to make Israel great again? See, it shows you who he's working for. And it's not making America great again, friends. It's defending those that have been attacking who we are. And yet, in fact, nobody supported Israel more than the American people. And again, this is the best way to make distinction. If they were the Israel of God and they were the Jews of the Lord in righteousness, then why are they attacking Christians? Why are they attacking the Israel of God? You've got to answer that question for yourselves, because they're not the Jews of the Lord. These are the ones that said, the blood of your children or our children be upon us. They condemned themselves, and the Lord answered that. These were the ones that were responsible for crucifying the Christ. By the way, Ben Shapiro, I played the video for you. He's even one of those guys that came out. He feeds on the book of the Talmud, the book of Pharisees. He's the one that equated Jesus Christ as a common criminal. And yet you people out there, you think that he's all about who we are as a people. This is the same guy that's got the ear of Donald Trump and somehow or another escorts him to Israel. And then mysteriously Donald Trump just out of nowhere converts to Judaism. Folks, are you people kidding me? This stuff has been signed onto the Noahide laws and what we're dealing with today concerning these individuals that they're working for that are attacking we the people in this country today. This didn't happen by chance. This is all politics. These devils are already on their way to hell. They're just trying to, in their minds, they're trying to take what they can to hell with them. See, they don't realize that they're all going to die. 10 out of 10 die. And they want to drag everybody to hell with them, friends. But what I want you to see here is, look at this. Congress means to ban the Bible under anti-Semitism bill. And I'm here to tell you, no, they're not. I'm here to tell you, no, they're not. Because I'm not bending the knee in Jesus' name, period. Okay? But I want you to see this, friends. Who's the one doing the signing? Trump signs on behalf of the guilty who are playing the victim while attacking the Bible, Christians, and their freedom of speech. I'm going to come back and I'm going to show you the rest of that video so you can understand how you're being played on their board. The law of the land. The general misconception is that any statute passed by legislators bearing the appearance of law constitutes the law of the land. The U.S. Constitution is the supreme law of the land, Article 6, Section 2, and any statute to be valid must be in agreement. It is impossible for a law which violates the Constitution to be valid. This is succinctly stated as follows. Marbury versus Madison, all laws which are repugnant to the Constitution are null and void. Where rights secured by the Constitution are involved, there can be no rulemaking or legislation which would abrogate them. Miranda versus Arizona. President Theodore Roosevelt was right when he stated that the things that will destroy America are prosperity at any price, peace at any price, safety first instead of duty first, the love of soft living, and the get-rich-quick theory. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.com.
My name is Joe Sparra, and I'm from St. Petersburg, Florida. At first, when I heard Bradley say he was a boat rocker, I thought the comment to be out of place. But by listening regularly to his message, I realized that was really a badge of honor. I support Bradley and his family as they deliver a message of truth.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life: books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. God calls to the Christian churches today. It is to come forth from their hiding place, just as Elijah came forth, and meet the king, declare the ground on which you meet the enemies of God, and meet them in the name of Jesus Christ. John G. Lake. E.M. Bounds was correct when he stated that God's church is a militant host. Its warfare is with unseen forces of evil. God's people, he said, compose an army fighting to establish his kingdom in this earth. Their aim is to destroy the kingdom of Satan and to erect the kingdom of God over its ruins, which is, said E.M. Bounds, righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. This militant army is composed of individual soldiers of the cross. The army of God is its defense, and prayer is the added power that crowns it all. Hey, BBS Radio. Hey, BBS Radio.
Eyes?
Swing!
Because it was actually reported by some mainstream...
BBSRadio.com. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want to play this in whole for you right now. I'm just humored at the willful ignorance of the people in this country. You know, it's one of those things. I just want to ask the question. I need to get to some videos here for you. But this is it. When are the American people going to quit pretending, as if to suggest they don't know what's going wrong in their country? I mean, here's the answer I'm going to give. What a representative government acts like when you don't hold them accountable to the laws that they're to uphold. What do people keep pretending in this country? Oh, they just don't know why all these fires are taking place. They just don't understand why all these people are dying from the bioweapon shots. They don't understand who is responsible for the two towers falling over. It must be the deep state creating all those agencies set up to attack the American people by labeling them so. I mean, it goes on and it goes on. Yet if you talk to people on the streets, none of them agree with what the mainstream media has to say, but yet the government keeps doing it. The representative government, forgive me, because you are the government. How long are the American people going to keep pretending with those that are destroying our country? Here, let me go on. I want to go back to the point. Trump, allegedly, okay? I do know Rick Wiles. I've been on his show. I preached at his church. He's very credible concerning the topic, so I'm going to go ahead and play this again. Trump converted to a Jew, it says, back in 2017. He's just, again, selling his soul to the highest bidder. Con man Trump. Now check this out.
Media people in 2017, but then they covered it up very quickly after that, that Donald Trump converted to Judaism.
Donald Trump converted to Judaism 2 years ago, according to White House official. There it is. That's his blog. He said, President Donald Trump converted to Judaism 2 years ago and joined Chabad Lubavitch Synagogue in New York City, according to a high-level White House official. Mr. Goldberg says the story has allegedly been held by CNN's editors for months, but is due to be released within the next few days. David Elias Goldberg, a fellow at the Jewish Center of Anti-Semitic Study, has also interviewed the White House source. According to the source, Trump was pushed by his daughter Ivanka and son-in-law Jared Kushner to join the faith. At wow. first, Trump resisted, stating it would threaten his base of evangelical Christian voters.
So he shut up because he didn't want the people to know who he really was. Okay, and then he'll do the same thing when he talks to the said Christian people. He'll say the same things about the Jews and to whatever other group that he said he's a part of or what he's been converted to. This is how politicians play the game. That's why we're supposed to have statesmen serving we the people, not politicians. Okay?
However, he had a change of heart and officially converted in early 2017. The ceremony was held in private and closely guarded for nearly 2 years. It appears the White House is prepared to slowly release this information, and by summer, it is expected Trump will fully address his new faith.
His new faith.
Evening televised news conference.
How does that work?
He also went to Jesuit school.
Wow.
Which is basically crypto Jews.
Okay.
His whole family are Jewish now.
Wow.
It shouldn't be any surprise, but people can't say it. He's like, he's trying to make America great again, except for he kind of changed. He took the America part out right after he got selected.
We're going to take back our country, and we're going to make Israel great again.
Wow. That's insane. Even Obama, even Clinton.
Israel great again.
Wow. Let's just keep pretending. Like, this isn't really happening. Let's just pretend. That's what I want to do. We got John calling from New Jersey. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good.
You were talking about Trump. By the way, it's an honor to talk with you.
Cool.
You were talking about Trump there, and I want to throw out a fun fact that I overheard. You ever see that kid's movie Up with the dog? The guy floats his house, the old man. Because the rich people want to come in and take the house and put up a parking lot.
No. Sorry.
No. So so Trump was trying to build a casino. Same thing, man. A little lady was there, and he basically forced her out for a parking lot.
Yep. Yep.
You know, it's a little thing, but it's a big thing in
a different way. And it's a lot, hey, John, it's a lot big. Yeah, well, you're from the East Coast. You're from New Jersey, so you know more than I do. But I do know the information that's been leaked out to the people that Trump's been doing this for a long, long time, but it's the mainstream media concealing all this information.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, and another thing real quick, too, is, you know, I'm on school board, and I see what's going on out here. And, you know, it really does start with the kids. They get these kids on a different mindset. Like, you wouldn't believe the fourth graders that are all involved in the TikTok and the social media.
Yep.
All the way up to the way they dress because it's a style on the internet, you know. What was that? I'm sorry.
No, I'm listening. There seems to be a little bit of a delay, but you go ahead.
Oh, I was, but they're these poor kids, they're raised in a certain way, they think in a certain way, and the parents, they've kind of They've given up responsibility almost, you know?
They have.
And it's a shameful thing to say, and some parents don't even realize it until they realize it. And thank God they realize it. But yeah, I just wanted to point that out there, too. Like I said, it's a small thing, but it's a big thing.
It is.
You know?
Yeah, a little leaving
put in the quiver.
That's right. A little leaving at the whole lump, and the Bible tells us that we're supposed to purge that lump and make it holy. Therefore, we're supposed to get rid of all of that leaving, the wicked doctrines of man. I also wanted to say this, since I have you, John. I've done high school assemblies over in Virginia and other schools on that side of the country. If you're ever interested in having us do a high school assembly, give me a call, brother, because this is one of the things that we've been doing for the last 25 years.
I've been trying to figure that out since I've been listening to you. You know what I mean? It's my crowd. I'm trying to figure out the right way to do this and get it down. And I mean, and real quick, while I got you, I started, you know, when you started your church, when you started doing that, for the longest time, I've been like, man, I wish I could find a church. I wish I could find a church. And then I literally found you on church, like your very first day of church, me just saying, I wish I could find a church that day. Like I've been saying it months, maybe even years before that, because I've never been able to trust the church.
Yeah.
But you definitely stepped in. You had me step into your door, and I am forever thankful for that.
Amen.
Absolutely. I feel like, you know, you say some stuff, and when you're like, hey, I know I'm talking to somebody out there, and boy, you've gotten dry tears out of me, you know.
Amen, guy. Hey, guy, I wish people understood is the giftings of the Holy Ghost are not gone, and how many times I've heard this since we've started doing this, which has been over the last, I'm guessing we're going on 2 months now. But I just want to tell you, that means a ton to me, because a lot of times when you're the guy having to do it, because we're doing this 7 days a week, you want to make sure that it really counts. And I want to make sure it counts. And as long as I get responses from people like you, John, that's the reason I do it, because it really truly is about you. Because, you know, one day I'm going to be gone, and it's my job to work myself out of a job, and I can't reach the people over in New Jersey. You can. And I'm honored. That's all I can say to you, guy. I'm honored.
Yeah, we're trying. And I can tell you, you know, I show up hungry and I leave full.
Amen.
That's a fact.
Amen, guy. Hey, can I give you my number really quick? And if you want to touch base as far as doing something in the future, as far as high schools go, please give me a call and we can have a private conversation.
Oh, that would be awesome. I'm looking. All right, what is it?
1-866-233-233.
Yep.
0747. Call anytime.
0747.
That's right. 1-866-233-333.
It's been an honor talking to you.
You too, my friend. Thank you very much. Hey, folks, now that's the kind of stuff where you sit back and you just say, okay, now it makes sense, because, again, and I'm not trying to, again, bring accolade to myself, but I'll tell you what, doing this 7 days a week on top of doing articles, on top of doing speaking engagements. P.S., if you go to the schedule, we got 3 new dates up there. We're working on more dates. So we're outside and we're out and about doing what we're doing. I just don't know how to be spent any more than what we are. But let me say this to those that support the ministry. It's because of you that we can do what we do. Okay, it's because of you that we can do what we can do. But I also want to tell you too, folks, we can do more. How does that make sense? I don't know, but the joy increases the more I'm spent. And that's exactly what the Bible tells us in Luke 19. 1-281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. If you want to call in, please do. I'm going to get over to some of the videos now, and I just want you to kind of see what's going on. You guys all seen, I'm sure, Mel Gibson's video where he was on Fox News with Laura Ingraham the other day, and he was asked about what was going on, and he did everything but say what he should have said, but I extracted what he said. We know who's responsible for it, he was saying. Let's quit being stupid, is what he was saying. The government's behind this. Okay? They knew all the well as to what was going on. They dried up all the water reservoirs, so they couldn't put out any of the fires. I showed you a video yesterday. As a matter of fact, I'll pull it up right now. I'll show you the video of the said governor of the state. Folks, if you want to get indignant about what's going on out there, look at this clown, this repeat criminal, Gavin Newsom. They're playing a dangerous game. Bad guys, I'm just here to tell you, you're playing a dangerous game. It's going to catch up to you sooner or later when you least expect it, okay? Again, the history of men is you can only oppress a people so long before those oppressed people stand up and quit taking your abuse, just like our forefathers. Look at this.
Situation with the water, obviously. And,
I did not know we had a hard break coming up. I'll come right back on the other side. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Again, we'll be right back.
Hi there. I'm Ken Crowe, conservativedailybriefing.com. I just want to tell you, I have listened to some of the greatest speakers in American history. I have never in my life heard a more powerful message from a more patriotic person. Bradley Dean is the epitome of liberty, freedom, and patriotism. If you feel like you need a shot of good old-fashioned patriotism today, get out and hear Bradley Dean. You won't hear a better speaker.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day. And we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
My name is Joe Sparrow, and I'm from St. Petersburg, Florida. At first, when I heard Bradley say he was a boat rocker, I thought the comment to be out of place. But by listening regularly to his message, I realized that was really a badge of honor. I support Bradley and his family as they deliver a message of truth.
BBSRadio.com. Okay. So, this is Bradley. This is the Sons of Liberty, man. I love when we get new callers. I love when people call in and make it their show, that because this is really what it's about. That number is 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. I especially love it when I hear people that are active and they're actually a part of the problem, just like our last caller from New Jersey. Totally appreciate that, because without you guys, we can't do what we do in this country. I mean, it's even good people in government, good judges, good representatives, though they're hard to find. If it wasn't for them, good police officers, good military, if it wasn't for those guys, which is still a mercy of God, friends, we wouldn't be here today, just so you know. Okay, we're trying to do our best to stand against that, to get, as I said to our friend from New Jersey, to leave in the whole lump and make the lump holy by getting rid of that and dealing with them lawfully and bringing judgment upon their heads, Isaiah 26, verse 9. So anyways, with that, let's get over to some of the videos, because we're talking about as the fires rage. I want to show you some more of the things that I caught. Now, I do want to let you know that I do vet this information, okay? But I can't say that every single one of them has been completely vetted to the point where there's no doubt that this is exactly what's happened. But here it is. This is coming from the people. And I trust the people and the eyewitnesses a lot more than I trust those lying little useful idiots that work for the Mockingbird media under the CIA-controlled dictates. Okay? And they're all reading their teleprompters. And again, that's why we say it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We're doing our own due diligence. Okay. Now with that, I want to show you this and check this out, friends. Okay. This is some of the weird stuff that's going on that people are noticing.
People started paying attention after this particular video went viral. In this video, you can see a plane flashing a green laser and kind of scanning the ground. This made a lot of people start questioning what the heck was going on.
Yeah, folks.
Where were these green lasers coming from? And then just a couple of months later, a CCTV camera captured what looks like several green laser beams of light descending from space.
Quit acting like you don't know who's doing
this,
friends. They're telling you what they're doing.
Experts and researchers were saying that this probably came from a Chinese satellite, but no one knows.
What the f*** is that?
Now this is where things take a really strange turn. Just a couple of months after, there were several videos popping up all over the internet of what's supposed to be these green laser beams descending from the sky.
Hey, folks, so you're getting the point of that video, right? Okay, so this is the stuff. Again, quit pretending as if you don't know where this is coming from, because they're telling you where this is coming from. Don't sit there and tell me how the Chinese and their satellites and their drones are over here when we already have secret police departments that are Chinese infiltrated right here in the state of Minnesota and throughout the United States. I shared with you about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, where if you go into San Diego, and there's other parts of the country as well, but you're going to San Diego, you want to go ahead and meet up with the recruiter there to join the Navy. They're all Chinese in San Diego. Cross-check me. Cross-check me. I'm going to show you another video here, and I'm going to take this call from California. Good. We can get firsthand experience here. An eyewitness testimony as to what's going on in California. 281-845-4704. Let's check this one out. Look at this, guys. Look at this stuff. It's happening right in front of his face. Look at these green lasers. Okay, you can't make this up. And again, like I said, quit acting like you don't know who's responsible for this, because it's not like they're hiding this information. Here's another one, and I got to be careful on this one, because one of these guys, he drops an expletive, and I can't have it on radio. But go ahead and check this out. Look at this. The trees up on the palm trees. He's asking the question, how is it that they're starting on fire like that? Well, when you look at and notice that, and by the way, if you look behind him, there's a military helicopter. Whoa. Flying around, asking the question, okay, what should answer the question. I'm sorry, I showed you some video probably about a year ago, year and a half ago in Canada, where we actually had video of the helicopters that were starting the fires. And again, the government, what did they do? They just had no idea what was going on. I want to get to the smart meters after this in just a moment. We got call coming in from Long Beach, California. Todd, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hi, Bradley. Thank you for taking my call. I'm on lunch, and from the fire also has something in it. So I've washed off my property a couple times, and it's not normal like ash dust. It's got little granules or something like that in it. I've also heard that someone was... a doctor did the other day, I was listening to a podcast earlier, that he said he did a dive into the dust from the fire, and he said there's nanoparticulates in it. Yep. I got to find that video. I'll try to get it posted up. But I think that what we're dealing with is a complete U.S. Congress fabrication. Our Congress is 99 probably percent involved in all this. There's no way in Congress that they do not know about Lahaina and the Dew Energy directed weapons there, because remember, Lahaina had that base there.
Yep.
Well, what was that base? That was a DEW base. That's a Dew Energy directed weapon base. The other ones here is located I believe in the desert between Las Vegas and California, somewhere out in Barstow or something like that, okay? And you can do a deep dive further, Brad, and look up abandoned research bases in California desert, Nevada, and Arizona. And I think you'll be quite surprised when you start seeing some particular structures out there, and you're going to be going, okay, what the heck is that?
Yep.
Now, all of this, I heard 20-plus years ago when someone blew the lid off that the whole UFO thing is a grift, and that every time someone was being abducted, whenever they said the name of the Lord Jesus as their Christ, that they could not have them, guess what? They were left alone.
Amen.
So I'm wondering, and by the way, before these fires started, the family and I were outdoors and we saw these drones going up and down over the city of Long Beach, okay? Big ones,
yeah.
Not small ones. So they're over here, too. So you can add that as a report into your report, okay? But the fires, also another man went off the coast to film the fire from his boat, okay? And he's on Rumble as well. I got to think of his name, but I can get him posted up as well. And it's, listen, the whole thing, everybody sees it, Bradley. It's not Stupidville anymore.
Right.
It's in your face. Even a child, my autistic son, can see that there's something really wrong with everything that is going on.
Amen.
Okay?
Yep.
Now, you've had everybody from celebrity after celebrity saying something's wrong. Okay? You got Mel Gibson up. Okay? Listen, the only way that this nation will be saved, I believe this, is get in your prayer closet. I hate praying before man. I really, honest to God, do. When I get in my prayer closet, I pray for 68,000 people to be released from a bondage at a time, okay? I'm not talking small fries. We need to go to the throne of these seats.
Amen.
Of very evil entities, these demons, okay?
Yep. We got to make this quick, Todd.
It says there in the Bible, doesn't it say there in the Bible that we're supposed to go to these seats? And it says in the Bible, too, that we'll have some of those seats taken, and some he'll leave because of the judgments that are to come, because that's also in Revelation, okay? But I think we as Christians need to start taking these seats back.
Okay.
Lay them down.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Todd. I really got to get this off. I got about 2 minutes left, guys. Thanks for the phone call, Todd. I don't know what you're talking about in particular. Please send that over to me concerning the seats. With that, I have a general idea, but I'm not quite sure. But with that said, I'm not negating it. I'm just asking you to confirm it. If you have to do that on live chat, please do. This is the video I just wanted to show you, which will it's very incensing. It is demeaning. It's every sense of the word, friends. It will cause you to be indignant. This is this repeat criminal that's been tolerated by the people in California. It's not just them, but I want you to pay attention to his condescending attitude and the half smirk on his face as he's standing in front of the homes in California as they're burning down. Okay, check this out.
They ran out last night in the hydrants. I was talking to the firefighter on this block. Yeah. They left because there was no water in the hydrant here.
The local folks are trying to figure that out. I mean, just when you have a system that's not dissimilar to what we've seen in other extraordinarily large-scale fires, whether it be pipe, electricity, or whether it just be the complete overwhelm of the system. I mean, those hydrants are typical for two or three fires, maybe one fire. You have something at this
scale. Look at him. I mean, folks, he's smiling.
What is your same part?
He's smiling about it. Hang on a minute. Folks, we'll talk to you in 23. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1 John 3:18. There was a couple more things I wanted to actually share with you concerning videos, friends, because obviously when we're doing radio, they can't see the videos, they can hear the audio, but in some cases, when I'm sharing these videos with you, there is no audio, okay? I want to get over to this one with Mel Gibson. I want to play the duration of it. I want you to see it for what it is. And then I also want to highlight my conversation that I had with the county yesterday concerning these smart meters. And there's more information coming out on these smart meters, friends. And the way that he kind of, he just kind of passed it off like it was no big deal. And it's, I said to him before I hung up the phone, I said, well, I just want to make sure because, you know, when you have the mainstream media actually reporting on it, you know that that means they have to respond, regardless if they tell you the truth, to the allegations. And when it comes to smart meters, I want to get to that in just a moment. We'll just go about 10, 15 minutes longer if that's okay with you guys. And but what I want to do first and foremost, and I think Don is there at BBS right now, so if you want to call in, you can. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Let me go ahead and play this video, the duration of it, with Mel Gibson and Ingram on Fox News. And you can get your own vibe. You can extract what you think you're hearing him say, because what I heard him say is what I already shared with you. Let's go ahead and check it out.
But that's something the community has to live with. It's really sad. I mean, I have many friends that are, you know, looking for a place to put a roof over their heads. And kids, and, you know, they're traumatized. Mm. Someone should answer for it, but we'll see. I think we know who the culprits are.
Friends, this is the kind of stuff I'm talking about. Mel, dude, just say it. It's important that you just say it. Quit innuendoing. Listen, yeah, he's high profile. Yep, he might lose his life, but so might anybody else that's telling you the truth of the matter. But if it wasn't for those people telling you the truth that makes men free, men would not be free. I'm just bothered that Mel's not just saying it. We know who the culprits are. Well, folks, as I said, and I say again, quit pretending as to suggest that you don't know who's responsible for the crisis after crisis after crisis and those that are leveraging attacks against you, because they're already telling you what they're doing. This isn't a mystery. Look at the WEF, World Economic Forum. Look at all, and folks, your politicians are part of it. Almost every one of them, their allegiance is to the WEF. And the WEF is coming out and saying, hey, those days are over, as if to suggest you're going to tell us what the deal is. It reminds me of the Assyrians at one point with King Hezekiah. In Isaiah 36 and 37, it's like, you better be careful with what you're saying and who you're saying it to. Okay? Now, with that, I want to go back to this. And I'm just frustrated that Mel's not just saying what needs to be said. You know, it's one thing to be an actor and play Braveheart, William Wallace, but come on, Mel. You got to deliver here, guys, because the American people will listen to what you're telling them. And we don't need innuendo. We need the truth. Regardless if we like it or not. And I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about those that don't like to hear the truth.
My son was he's a member of the volunteer fire brigade. He sort of interfaces between LA County Fire and people, and they assist them where they can during, before, and after the blaze. And apparently the residents in Corral Canyon caught an arsonist up there. And the guy was all tooled up with fire gear and equipment and stuff like that, and ready to go. And
it's not where it's coming from alone. Fires.
But they corralled the guy in Corral Canyon and gave him to the police. So
yeah,
there
apparently
are
that
going around looking for these conditions. Yeah,
yeah. Apparently, Mel, that individual was never charged. It's a very confusing set of facts, because apparently he was reportedly trying to light things on fire, but it's not the fires, it all seems very bizarre,
folks,
but they have not ruled.
You've seen the lasers. You've seen the energy weapons. You've seen the smart meters. Okay, so let's quit pretending that's all they're looking for is patsies. And what are they doing right now? They're rounding up a bunch of patsies that are illegals from other countries that your said representatives, and in this particular case, Gavin Newsom, is personally responsible for alluring treasonously into America. They're patsies. That's all they are. I guess I don't understand what people don't understand about that. But again, this is the man that they, and this is where you start to see conspiracy theories coming in, because the conspirators want to get your eyes off of them and onto a little straw man. And that's what they're doing. Once again, it's what they always do when there is a conspiracy at work. Let me finish this.
Doubt that arson could have started the first fire. There, I mean, there's obviously still investigating.
Okay, so I got a question for you. This is live radio, right? I guess we're off the radio right now, but we're still on a Rumble feed. How is it that this show host, how is it that she's acting stupid right now? Why is she acting like this is arson, like somebody took a pack of matches and started one of the trees on fire? How does that explain how the fires are jumping over the road and destroying homes in Malibu on the Pacific Highway? I'm just kind of curious. How is it that she's just kind of omitting the lasers that are caught on videos, on people's telephones? Why is she not talking about that? Why is she not talking about these direct energy weapons? Because she's controlled opposition. That's why. And see, what they do is they're set there as gatekeepers to play down the guilt, and not always advertently, but play down the guilt of those that are responsible for conspiracy. You are seeing an example perfectly of what I continuously say when I say that they are accomplices to the crime, advertently or inadvertently. But that's exactly what she's doing right now. She's trying to equate this to somebody that started a fire, okay? As if to suggest a man just it was walking around starting fires. That's not at all how it started. As a matter of fact, there's even overhead video showing you, friends, how fires were started simultaneously across the country. And I'm talking about the country in California. That's not hard to find neither. They started at the same time, okay? Again, let me finish this, if I can let it finish itself without some commentation by Bradley Dean.
And at the same time, Mel, there are numerous complaints, as you alluded to, that the fire hydrants did not have water or water pressure, and the L.A. fire chief
See, Mel knows a lot more than what he's divulging, friends.
My stance on this is when a firefighter comes up to a hydrant, we expect there's going to be water. We don't control the water supply. Our firefighters are there to protect lives and property and to make sure that we're properly trained and equipped. That's my position on this. So if there's no water, I don't know how the water gets to the hydrants.
Mal, reaction to that?
Well, you know, I know they were messing with the water. Letting reserves go for one reason or another. They've been doing that a while. California has a lot of problems that sort of baffle the mind as far as why they do things. And then in the events like this, you sort of look, well, is it on purpose? Which, it's an insane thing to think. Mm-hmm. But one begins to ponder whether or not there is a purpose in mind. What could it be, you know? Yeah, I don't know. Do they want the state empty? I don't know.
Well, Mel, there's already talk, and we played a couple of sound bites of reimagining the way rebuilding occurs. And obviously, there's a great need for high-density housing in California and across the country. That's a big push by the climate folks. And you're already hearing rumblings of that. In this case, like, goodbye single-family homes, hello high-density housing.
See what I see happening right now, friends, is I see Mel fighting with his conscience, saying, should I say it? That's what I see him doing. Matter of fact, if he was being interviewed here, I'd say, Mel, just say what needs to be said. Tell everybody what you know, because you just got done telling us that your son is a firefighter, he's a volunteer, he's got inside information, and you can see Mel's fighting with this throughout this whole interview. I mean, come on, guy, just kick it out.
Yeah. It's it's pretty scary, and it'll take decades to do that too. It's like even if it, you know, if it's a good idea, which I don't know if it is, but reminds me of the old cattle barons clearing people off the land, you know. But I don't know. I can make all kinds of horrible theories up in my head, conspiracy theories and everything else.
See,
but
see, now he just demeaned what he just said.
There was no water, and and that the wind conditions were right, and that there are people ready and willing and able to start fires. And are they commissioned to do so, or are they just acting on their own volition? I don't know. But they seem pretty well equipped, some of these people that they're catching.
You hear what he's saying?
A lot of questions. A lot of questions, Mal. Mal, a message tonight.
You know, I'll sift through the remains of my place and see if I can find any clues for you.
Mal, any message from you to Governor Newsom or Karen Bass tonight?
Spend less on hair gel.
Yes, I see. So again, he just kind of demeaned himself. But again, what would you expect? With that, I want to go back over and finish it off with sharing with you that I did contact immediately the county and the electric company, and I asked them, did you put smart meters on the studios? And they said they've been doing this for some time now. And I said, do you know, in fact, because I do, that smart meters, in many cases, you can see it on film, are responsible for many of those homes being burnt down. And that's just in part to the lasers, to the energy weapons, the list goes on. And he just kind of played it off. And I said, well, you know, you can look at it how you want to look at it. But I said, the mainstream media is now telling you this. That means they're having to respond regardless if they're going to tell you the truth or not about it. And you know what, again, is so cowardice among men. And do remember in 21 verse 8 of Revelation, it's the cowardice, it's the fearful. They're the first ones cast into hell. But this is what speaks louder than any other attribute and characteristic among men that I know. It's their fear. And it's their cowardice. He just wanted to play it off. He just wanted to act like it had nothing to do with what's going on in California. He was just kind of talking to me nonchalantly, and I could see him on the other side, and just in my mindset, just kind of looking down, listening to what I was telling him, knowing all the well in his conscience that something's seriously wrong. And he reverts back to, well, it's never started a fire here. I said, yep, you're right, and it's not going to start a fire here. And that's when I started to get a little agitated with him. And I told him, I'm going to dig up some more information and I will be in contact with you again, because we're not going to just shove this off like it's not going to happen. So friends, I want to make clear that you understand what I'm doing here. Okay. Again, leading by example, I am going to get notarized. I'm going to get in contact with an attorney. I'm going to get a letter drawn up and I'm going to send it to the electric company. And I'm going to tell them, if for some reason anything starts a fire concerning my home, that you are given sufficient notice to fix the problem before it ever happened. Okay? Because I'm not going to just let it go. I am tired of all of these questions. Isn't it interesting, friends? And let me lay this to your candor. Isn't it interesting that, again, you know, it just leaves a lot of questions. Here's Ingram. Here's Gibson. Oh, just a lot of questions. Just a lot of questions. Just a lot of questions. Isn't it interesting when the government wants to come down, and I'm talking about your said representative limited government and the agencies, unconstitutional agencies. Isn't it interesting how they come in and it's you're guilty until proven innocent? It's never questions. No, we got the information. We got the culprit. We got the lone wolf. This is what they did. We know it. Case closed. But when it comes to them and the American people, what do? They settle for, well, we just got a lot of questions. All the well-knowing within themselves, they know exactly who's responsible for it. Hey, now, folks, this is what I'm talking about. I mean, you can tell them the truth and people the truth till you're blue in the face, but until the Holy Ghost opens their eyes, or should I say this, and maybe this is what it's going to take, or until they lose their own country, because that's what these people are doing, is they're adding strength to tyrants. They're aiding in strengthening the hands of evil men by not lawfully dealing with them. I mean, again, folks, they're telling you what they're doing. Anybody listening to this devil worshiper Elon Musk? Anybody paying attention to what's coming out of Trump's mouth? They're all pushing the same agenda. They're all aligning themselves in this union, in this alliance, Isaiah 28 verse 18, with what? Creating a new order. Well, if they want to create a new order, guess what? They got to tear down the old house, right? That's never going to happen. Do you understand? This is all falling down from the likes of a Klaus Schwab, a Bill Gates, all these agencies that are unconstitutional that the American people and people on a worldwide basis just take it for granted that somehow or another they have an authority, which they don't. It's going to come to warfare. You're not going to get away from it. Hey, folks, let me just be quite candid with you. It's going to come to that. People, listen, this is what's being talked about behind closed doors. Maybe there's some wisdom in what Mel Gibson's doing right now, but I guess that's just not me. Because I'll tell you, and I've said it before, this is how you create enemies that you don't want. That's why they're trying to poison your air, poison your water, poison your food. A sheriff told me on the southern border, and if I said his name, you'd know who he is. He said to me, they're really trying to get us, aren't they? You better bet your bottom dollar they are trying to get us. But when the people become the law and stand up against those that are trying to get at us, you know, that was one of the things that I talked about the other day. There's over 242 names for sugars that are being added to our foods. They're fake names to disguise the fact that they're adding more sugar to the foods. They've added over 10,000 chemicals to your foods. Foods in America are banned in countries all over the world. Your milk is banned in 20 countries, Americans. I mean, really? Should we just play like let's deceive ourselves and let's act like we don't see what's going on here? Is it time to make distinction between the good and the bad? Yes, it is. My goodness, and that's the reason we preach law of grace in this ministry, to give you distinction. Romans 3:20. Folks, I was just reading yesterday on the book of Jeremiah again, and just making distinction, friends, between the bad fruit and the good fruit. My goodness, the Lord teaches us this constantly. Folks, the guys that have been sold to you as the good guys today, they're not the good guys. If you knew the word of God, you would know that, and you would judge them righteously, okay? That was one of the things that I had said here. Let me just throw this at you really quick. And I put this out there yesterday, because when we make distinction, righteous judgment, the Lord tells us to do so, John 7:24, and also when you go back over to Ezekiel 44:23, we're commanded to make distinction. We're commanded to make distinction between those that had oil and those that didn't, the righteous, the unrighteous. We're commanded to make distinction between sheeps and the goats, Matthew 25, and I'm also thinking of 6:14 of 2 Corinthians, starting there, going to the end of the chapter, and the list goes on and the list goes on and the list goes on. Hey, those that are in the righteousness of Christ, they're heaven bound. Those that aren't, they're going to hell. You know, here, I want you to hear this, because I posted this yesterday, and I think it's very applicable to the conversation that we're having right now. Because it's what I wrote right after I got done reading just that. The repentant, those that are heaven bound, they preach your sin is before God. Okay? The unrepentant, who are you to judge? There you have it. So what am I doing? I'm by the Holy Ghost making discernment and making distinction between what is of the Lord and what is not of the Lord. What is of the Spirit and what is of carnal man. Okay, and what you're seeing is carnal man warring against the things of the Spirit and those that are born of the Spirit in this country. They want to upend your Christian heritage. They want to upend your constitutional history. They want to overthrow it, and that's exactly what's been going on in this country far, far too long. Cool. Let me show you this, and then we will be done. This is a whole list. Do share this, please. This is a whole list. If you do even a Google search, smart meters started the fires in California. There's tons of them. There's lawsuits to glory. Go ahead, check it out. Just Google search it, Bing search it, Brave search it, however you want to search it. You're going to find them, okay? I want you to see this piece. I wanted to also show you this, too, just for the sake of time. L.A. residents sue Edison Utility over potential role in the Palisades fires in California. There's a whole list of all the things that are going on and how these fires were starting. which goes back to, again, the smart meters, right? And that's the video I want to end the show with today. The smart meters, do again, share these videos. It's important that you do so you can understand what's going on there in part, okay? Outside of the these lasers that they're spotting, outside of these fires that are starting in the oddest places, outside of the fires that are starting on the side of the homes, and outside of these energy weapons. Again, let's not play stupid, friends, as to what's going on here. Here we go.
Chain secures his old analog meter with a clear notice. Attention, do not install smart meter. The retired mechanical engineer says smart meters are dangerous.
The smart meter is not safe for the following reasons. Again, it emits high-frequency radio waves, and you don't feel them, you don't know about them, but they penetrate your body, and they can cause health problems later on.
Slawinski says the radio waves go through concrete walls.
My bedroom is right next door, and it will emit high-frequency waves, so I'm worried about my health and my children's health.
And he has another concern.
They catch fire because there's very high voltage inside.
A lock and chain secures his old analog meter with a clear notice. Attention, do not install smart meter. The retired mechanical engineer says smart meters are dangerous.
The smart meter is not safe for the following reasons. Again, it emits high-frequency radio waves, you don't feel them, you don't know about them, but they penetrate your body and they can cause health problems later on.
Slawinski says the radio waves go through concrete walls.
My bedroom is right next door, and it will emit high-frequency waves, so I'm worried about my health and my children's health.
And he has another concern.
They catch fire because there's very high voltage inside.
A lock and chain secures his old analog meter.
Okay, so you guys see what's going on there. I want to address something right now I'm seeing on live chat, and I've noticed this with this particular person over and over and over again. You know, one of the things that's being said right now is because devils control government of this world. You are sadly mistaken. Devils control this government because the good people do nothing. Okay? That's not how this was started, our country. It's because the people have forfeited the office. They have forfeited responsibility. And to suggest that the devils control anything blows me away that you've been over here this long and you're still talking in such a fashion. My friend Three Jeeps just set the record straight with Matthew 28, verse 18. He's absolutely correct. Throughout the scripture, you're going to find nowhere where Satan's in control of anything. I'm just trying to figure out, my friend, what Bible you just happen to be reading. It must be a new translation because it's not the one I'm reading. And the fact of the matter is, folks, don't let people like this poison the fountain. Don't let people pull the hope of Christ out of you in any sense of the word, okay? When you're in Christ, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, 1 John 4:4. You're made more than a conqueror through him that loved you, Romans 8:37. And when we live accordingly, folks, on this earth as it is in heaven, his will be done on this earth as it is in heaven, and he gives us all power over the works of the enemy. That's who this government belongs to, because everything belongs to him. Furthermore, the government is upon his shoulders. The Bible tells us that the Lord is the governor of all nations. And again, where you hear people talk in the contrast, it's because they're not saved yet. They're unrepentant. And their narrative follows the state-run media and the mainstream media. Beware of such people, folks. If they're not talking about overcoming in Christ, it's because they are not overcoming in Christ. Love you by what we do, and we'll talk to you in 23. See ya. Thanks for hanging out.